podcast.
What is up? Welcome back to the podcast. Happy New Year. It's 2024. I almost wanted to say 2023. So far, though, I have not messed up writing down the dates. You know, I've already had to do it twice. And so badly did I want to write down 2023. It's so crazy because it's going by so fast. Or I guess it already went by so fast because it's that year is over. Oh, my goodness. And I have a work trip coming up and I'm gone for, you know, 10 days. Before you know it, it's going to be my birthday in February. It's going to be 32. And then I feel like 2024 is going to go by so fast. I'm stoked for it because I don't know. I don't know why I feel like I would be stoked for it. Turning 32 kind of opened my eyes like, oh shit, like before you know it, 35, 40, which I know I've said on the podcast before, like I kind of embrace getting older. I'm not too worried about it, but there's a interesting feeling when you're like, oh damn, like before I know it, I'm going to be 40. I know I have quite some time to go considering I'm still only 31, but it's just going to go like that considering how 2023 went. And that's just for me. I mean, I bet for some people out there listening or watching, wherever you're catching this podcast, it's maybe going really slow. And if you're listening to this, chances are you've listened to the podcast before, and it's been quite some time since my last episode. To be honest, like I just really didn't have the motivation to do it. It's kind of stupid in a way because I've been doing the new like the reaction videos and stuff, which is going really well. And I'm having a lot of fun with it, getting, you know, new lights, figuring out different setups. Obviously from the last podcast, it's a much different setup. Well, not much different, I guess, just a different chair that was in the living room, needed to make room for the Christmas tree that we cut down. But yeah, I don't know. I just wasn't really ever in the mood to do it. And in the back of my head, I was like, oh, you got to do it. Like, just do it. Like, I'm not ready to give up doing the podcast. So who knows? But then again, it's my podcast. I can do whatever I want. If that means 2 episodes a month, that's what it's going to be. Or if I do one more frequently, I don't know. Who knows? But with setting up the camera and doing like the reaction channel, like that's why I was saying it kind of might not make sense for me to not do an episode. But it's a lot longer. I mean, I think like the longest reaction video I've done is 12 minutes versus, well, this one for sure, 30 minutes. My OBS has been really weird. I bought the Elgato Camlink 4K. I don't really think that matters. I think it's the only one they have out currently. And it's just, I think it might have broken on me. So I couldn't connect my other camera to OBS where I could record basically as long as I want. So obviously I have the Canon 6D and it kind of caps out at 30 minutes and you have to press it again. So depending where I'm at, where, you know, I'm seeing the camera and it's close to 30 minutes. If it's somewhere where I'm like, you know what, I'm just going to start it again, we'll go. But if not, hey, 30 minutes. So I will say I'm kind of bummed out. I already burped because I just bought something recently that was a stupid purchase because I definitely had a couple beverages and I was just kind of scrolling as one does nowadays in 2024. And of course, I mean, as a podcaster, I'm a fan of Joe Rogan and there's this thing called the Freedom Funnel. So I bought that. And I haven't tried it out yet because I haven't bought like a regular beer. Like I don't typically go out and buy like cans of Bud Light or Coors Light, you know, any of those types of beers. I'm a big IPA kind of dude. And the last thing I was going to try and do was slug an IPA from this Freedom Funnel. It's basically just a different version of shotgunning it, except you're kind of just drinking beer out of the butt / tail of a plastic molded eagle. It's right here. I'll load it up in a second. And of course, I can't buy single cans of like a regular size, I guess. Is it 12 ounces for a regular beer? I don't know. So I got just the Kona Big Wave, 16 ounce. I'll pour it all in there, but I don't know. I'm not the best at chugging beer and shotgunning. So we'll see where it, we'll see where it goes. I think it's nice though that, I mean, the hole obviously is right here and where you drink from, and then you pour it in here. So I guess if I can't get it, I just tilt it a little bit more, like what, you know, you do with the shotgun, but the shotgun, more chance for failure, I guess. I don't know. And of course, if you're listening to this, head over to the YouTube, subscribe to your boy, watch the video. Yeah. And then for the people that subscribed to my channel for the reaction videos, I just want to let you know that this is going to be something that I'm going to be adding on to. So I know you're coming for the reaction videos to your favorite bands and all that fun stuff, but when you see these being uploaded, don't be scared away. You know, come on, just stay. So, yeah. I will say, though, 2024 so far has been interesting. You know, last month or so leading into 2024 was overall really, really good. Had a great Christmas. I almost said 4th of July. Let's see here. As you might have noticed, that I'm not wearing glasses. So I recently just got contacts. 2 days ago, I had my 2 week kind of revisit to make sure that they're okay, I have no problems, and to get my prescription. So now I get to start spending more money. But I also do have next week. Do I have it next week? Oh shit. I might need to reschedule that because I'm going to be gone. Damn it. I hate when I realize stuff like that because it already had to be pushed. And now I'm going to have to push it again. Damn it. But for LASIK. So I have a consultation to see if I'm a candidate for LASIK. And I mean, it's going to be like $4,000 plus easy. So I got to see how much insurance does and what payment options there are. Because in my head, I'm like, okay, with contacts, they're great. Absolutely love them. It's an adjustment layer, an adjustment period. I mean, you are putting something foreign in your eye. So my eyes definitely feel a lot more dry. And more times than not, I'm like, I feel like my eyes look bloodshot red and super watery. Most of the times they're not, because I actually ask someone. But it's definitely interesting. So I would say if you have glasses and are considering going to contacts, I would highly recommend it. I wish I would have done it sooner. I can take them out first try, no problem. It's the getting them in. Some days are better than others. A little bit easier now since I got some eye drops. So yeah, that was a big thing for me, was getting the contacts, which was a bomb ass move. So we'll see about LASIK though. I hope I can just do it and then kind of comfortably pay it off. So if it's looking like it's going to be like a car payment for ever, like a year or two, then maybe not. But I don't know. If you have had LASIK, make sure to hit me in the comments just to kind of tell me like what your thoughts were. Cause I'm curious. I really haven't done any research besides the little pamphlet they gave me, but that was kind of just basically telling me what it is. And that's kind of something that I've sort of known, but I'll know more. But yeah, hit me in the comments if you've had it and what your thoughts are and all that stuff. So yeah, going into the last, you know, few months of 2023, and then, well, where we're at today, I believe it's the sixth. Yeah, everything's going well. Work is just kicking ass, loving it. The reaction channel is, like I said, super fun, and it's cool because, yeah, I know it could kind of be a little bit cheesy. I actually even had one guy comment on like one of my the YouTube shorts, which is like reels and TikToks, but for YouTube. He's basically saying reaction videos are for soulless, lost souls and untalented people. And in my head, I'm like, I can kind of understand where he's coming from, because on the outside looking in, it's like, oh, you're using someone else's content and you're basically just watching it and talking about it, which, you know, like I said, it makes sense where he's coming from. But also it's like, I have a setup. I have a, you know, a long background of filming and, you know, then I got to take the photo and edit the thumbnail, which, I mean, even like you look at Mr. Beast, like there's a whole like science behind him doing his thumbnails and stuff. So like, there's a lot going into this. Like I have this light and then for my reaction videos, I have another light that I bought that I can do colors. And eventually I want to get some more lights, which also doubles for my creative work that I'm going to, you know, freelance on the side. And even some of my work stuff that I do with the company I'm with, you know, it provides more than just for that reaction channel. But like, when I saw that, like I said, I know where he's coming from a sense, but also it's like, dude, a lot of work goes into this, you know, like one, you got to be able to talk on camera. Having good sounding audio and good video definitely helps because, I mean, a lot of people would like higher quality content, especially audio. You know, of course it's YouTube, so there's a lot of stuff out there, no matter what it is, that's, you know, shit quality and whatnot, but it doesn't really matter. But, you know, there's a lot that goes into this. And part of me wants like those people that like are haters on, I mean, even podcasting too. It's like, I want you to sit down in front of a camera and I need you to set up your recording. I mean, I even have my TV screen here. I did get a PS5, so I had to buy a TV, of course. But I have that there. I have my computer over there. I'm running cables. I got my camera, you know, and then I kind of have a setup here and making sure that you're able to talk and there's not a lot of dead space, which is something forever to learn with, especially podcasting, because it's a longer form content. But it's interesting because I would like for them to try it. And I feel like, you know, some of them, they might just have like that natural good talent of being able to do it. And that's not me like trying to toot my own horn or anything. I still think that I have a lot to learn. Trying to either talk too fast, stumbling over your words. Some days are better than others. Like for example, yesterday, it was one of those days where just like, I mean, I luckily only went to two places and I just, anything I said, like I was jumbling over my words and like couldn't think of a word to say. And then you start saying something else and then someone else will tell you like, oh, like trying to finish your sentence. And you're like, yeah, that happened to me twice. And then all day it was just like one of those, like couldn't put two words together. And then like right now I feel, I'm going to jinx it for sure, but I feel kind of on my shit. Maybe that's me being kind of excited for doing the podcast in way too long. Probably not even going to say how long it's been since the last one, but if you've listened to this podcast, you probably already know how long it's been. Not too long, but long enough to where I was like, okay, let's just do this shit. So, I feel like I just need to do this damn freaking Freedom Funnel. Shout out to Freedom Funnel. I also wish I read the listing more. And maybe Joe Rogan has a much better version of it, because then again, it is Joe Rogan. And this would have been a simple thing to realize if I read any of like the description of what the product is, but I kind of thought it was ceramic. So I spent like with ship. I don't even know if shipping was, I think it was free, but it was like 30 something bucks. And that was me thinking it was ceramic. And then when I got it, I was like, damn it, dude, this is plastic with some stickers on it. Nonetheless, still cool. I'm not ragging on you, Freedom Funnel. That is just me not reading and thinking that I was going to get something different. So hopefully I don't spill on myself. And again, this is a taller can, so I don't really know. So I'm pouring it into the back. Again, if you're listening to this, just head on over to the YouTubes and, oh shit, this is scary. I also bought this because whenever my brother's visits or if a friend visits, it's kind of a funny thing to just like do, I guess. I mean, it's one thing to shotgun from like a can, you know, shotgun a beer poking the, I mean, part of the fun is poking the hole in it, and sometimes you F it up and it's too small. Well, never too small, because you just always make it then way too big and then you screw yourself. I'm going to do my best with this. It's been a while since I've really slammed a beer. And then first I'm trying this out. So here's to 2024, and I apologize in advance for the burps that are going to come from this. Cause we all know that I tend to drink carbonated beverages before and during, and I end up burping. So it's not fun. So here's to 2024. Cheers. Holy shit. Oh my God.
Yeah, dude. Yeah.
Okay. Holy shit. Now my eyes are definitely watering. Oh my goodness. Ooh, yeah, if I did that with an IPA, that's like fast track to getting just lit up. Okay. I'm so sorry. Oh my goodness. Hey, but by continuing listening and watching, you signed up for the burps, okay? So you signed off for that. So I will say that was a lot easier to drink than I was expecting. Being the larger can, and again, it's only, I believe the standard can is 12 ounces. So 16, it's not much more. It's not a tall boy. That I probably wouldn't be able to do in one shot. There was a part where I was like, wait, how much more is left? But all in all, that thing is pretty sick. So, and they're not paying me. I have no sponsorship, no nothing. I would recommend it if you want kind of a fun little talking piece that, you know, when friends come over, if you throw a party or something like that, and you're like, take a beer shot. No, that's not what I'm trying to say. Shotgun a beer from the Eagles butt. Freedom funnel, baby. It's, yeah. Price point, little high, but all you got to do is just have a couple drinks beforehand, and then it's at your doorstep a couple days later, or a few days, however shipping works for you. That was awesome. I'm not going to use it a lot, but I'll use it again. Something is wrong. I hear some sort of, oh, okay. So many freaking cables running around here. I need to do some serious cable management. My desk is not bad. But then when I added the PlayStation 5, the other TV, and then I'm running a HDMI all the way to my computer, it's a little much. Also, PS5 is so sick. And it's kind of funny that I bought it, because I'm not a huge gamer. Currently, for one, I bought the slim version. I chose one that didn't come with a game. It either comes with the new Spider-Man game or Modern Warfare or something. Suck at most video games in general, and then terrible at the shooting games. But as of right now, I just have NHL 14. Oh, God. Love it. It's been a long time since I've played any video game aside from Nintendo Switch. That's different. I'm so sorry. I'm trying to not burp on mic. That one just kind of surprised me. Whew. That's a good way to start your day up. Okay, well, it's 2:20 in the afternoon, so didn't really start my day up like that. But yeah, it's been a long time since I've played any video games on like a console. Again, aside from Nintendo Switch, where you got your... just got Spyro, but Mario Kart, Smash Brothers, all that kind of stuff. So trying to get better. But kind of the main reason I bought it was I don't live close to my brothers anymore, and they both have, I think one has a PS4 and then one has a PS5. So eventually they'll get NHL, and I'll maybe get some like PGA game. One of my brothers, Nick, he likes baseball. So is it called MLB The Show? So I'll probably get that. That way I can like get a headset and I can talk to them, and it'll be a little bit different than like, you know, you could just FaceTime them. It's like, yeah, but FaceTime, like, especially with me, and I think the same with my brothers. I'm not really one to talk on the phone a lot or FaceTime for long durations, just to like, hey, like, I will, but then it kind of like just stops. And we just like, all right, cool. Well, I love you. See you next time. Like, so this, it'll be in a different sense where we're playing the same game, whether it's together or against each other. And that way we can kind of just have some fun. And then of course, when they're here and I have friends over, it's just another thing that we can do, throw it on the big TV in the living room and just go ape shit and do all that other stuff. And then also it opens the door for just getting like Blu-ray DVDs. There's always those deals of like old movies that you, and new, that you're like, you know what? I just want the digital copy. Or you find one and you're like, okay, like sick. The Goonies, like I totally forget to rent that or like go look for it. But oh, I have the DVD. I don't know. It's the little things. And speaking of little things, 2024 might be the year of cereal for me. I gotta say, from like the Christmas time, there was something that we were making that called for milk, and we got a gallon of milk, and well, it was just in there, and I was like, you know, I'm gonna buy some cereal. So I started off pretty tame, and I just got the honey bunches of oats with the almond honey, obviously honey, but like extra honey, I don't freaking know. So like somewhat healthy, but like still got that like sweet kick to it. And then I decided to go Super Saiyan bad, and I got some Captain Crunch with the berries. Yeah. And it did not disappoint. Just as good as I remembered. I don't know why people complain about the roof of their mouth going super nuts. I don't know how people are just eating it. I guess if you're just eating it like a handful from the bag, just dry, maybe I can understand that. But like what you got to do is you got to get your bowl, cereal in, then milk, not the other way around. That's crazy. And then you kind of just let it sit for a little bit, kind of, you know, stir it around a little bit, make sure everything's getting incorporated, the milk with the cereal. And then I'd say like from milk being poured in a quick little mix around, it's probably like a minute or two before I even get that first bite. And even then, like, one, I'm not doing massive bites. So maybe you people who like destroy the roofs of their mouths when they're eating Captain Crunch, are you like getting a ladle and like taking massive bites? Because that I could understand. So I don't know, but my goodness, dude, Captain Crunch, whew, goes hard. It goes hard, for sure. Ooh, man. I wonder if it's just, I mean, it's not, let's see here. This beer is only, what is this? Does it not say the percentage? Am I stupid? It's probably like, oh, here we go. So 4.4%, about your standard beer. I wonder if it's just because I slammed 16 ounces of it that I'm like, I feel that like little warm and fuzzy feeling. Interesting. I was like trying to focus. I'm like, what the hell am I talking about? I'm talking about Captain Crunch. This is, I'm not going to say it. It's stupid. And now I feel like I have to sneeze. Ooh, I will say thank you for tuning in. Appreciate it. If you are listening, obviously go watch, subscribe, like that shit. And if you're watching this, thank you. And I just don't really know what to do, because now my eyes feel like, now this is one of those times where I feel like my eyes are super like red and watery. And now I'm like beginning to not know how to talk. This is I did. Okay. So it is snowing. I know that for sure. It's been snowing all day and it's awesome because it's like the big ass flakes. Gotcha. And that did want did want me to bring seed. Now I jinxed it. I was doing so freaking good earlier. Now I freaking can't talk, bro. I did buy a snow thrower, and people that are in a climate like California or something that they never get snow, really, you're not going to know what I'm talking about. But when you live in Idaho and certain places where it snows a lot, you need something to move the snow. And using a snow shovel sucks. It sucks. It takes a lot of work and effort, especially when there's a lot of snowfall. Luckily today, it's not anything that we're going to have to shovel or use my new snow thrower, which I'll tell you what it is in a second. Yeah, it's just too warm outside, so it's like barely sticking. It's just going to melt off. But like on the grass and trees, and I mean, if it's a car just like sitting in the street, it'll build up, and it has been building up. It's not a ton. I'd say, I don't even know how. I think it's time for like a new cable. I think that's what's going on here. Ooh. I just like start hearing like some. And it's one of those things where like I do post processing, like editing. And a lot of the times when I'm like, oh, I'm so sorry if you heard that, you don't hear it. What was I doing again? Great start to this thing, but now it's just, it's 35 degrees right now. Obviously, that's way too warm. I will say, though, next Sunday, it's going to be -1 degree. That's awesome. Let's see here. Oh, yeah, we're hardly any snow. Well, I mean, it's a good amount of snow. It's a little wet. 0.2. Oh, wait. There has been 1.65 inches of snowfall in the last 6 hours. Okay. So, yeah, that's about right. I was just trying to think because I was looking at our table kind of out there that's covered. And I was like, that looks like an inch or so. But anyways, the snow thrower that I got, it looks like, if you're familiar with, you know, when like a lawn grass edger to like trim the edges, it has the string attached on it and it goes really fast and it probably scares you and it flings shit. Basically it looks like that, but on the end it has this small, if you know it's the video with the baby covered in peanut butter and it's like hitting it and it goes, ah. But anyways, it has this attachment on the end that looks like a, goodness gracious, they're just like, I'll do one burp and then I think I'm good. And then out of nowhere, okay, compose yourself. It has like a snow blower attachment on the bottom and you can turn the knob to direct. If you want the snow to go be thrown to your right, left, or center, you can do that. I'm going to really quickly, just because I'm on a freaking roll here. Oh, yeah. There we go. Hopefully, when I have to do that, I've done that a few times. It's kind of a pain in the ass because then you have to, like, the first part you can line up really nice in Adobe Premiere. But then the second part, you just got to make sure that it's on. So that's why, if there's any breakage in the audio, that's why. But dude, the thing is so sick. I'm so glad I bought it. Eventually, I mean, I'll probably get like a real snow blower. I do know some people around us, they have them. They are on the older side. So like, I mean, I'm, like I said, I'm 31 going on 32, close to 40. I'm just kidding. You know, down the road, I'll get one, but they're also not cheap. I think it was like $360 I bought this one for. And I will say, okay, the other selling point for doing that is it's not just the snow thrower. I can take that off. And then when it's, you know, summer and all that stuff, and I need to put the walk along grass edger to line up our grass, I can do that. I can throw on like a mini chainsaw. There's all these different attachments that I can just buy later and then depending on what season we're in, and just pop that on and then use that. So definitely for me, I think it's worth it. It is on the heavier side, but the battery, I mean, I did the whole driveway and our sidewalk plus a little part of our neighbors and the whole front part of our other neighbors. And I still had like one bar of battery left. So I will say, if you are looking at one, I got the Ego one. There's different ones from Toro, and I think a lot of companies make them now. But yeah, I highly recommend it, unless you feel like spending at least $200-$300 more for just an actual like two-stage snow blower. At the time, I just kind of, I came in from shoveling snow. This was maybe early December of last year. Anyways, it was quite a bit of snow and it was also slightly wet, so it made it heavier. And we have a regular shovel and then we kind of have like a snow pusher. So it's probably like 3 feet wide and it kind of just helps push it. And you're not really, I can lift it and throw more shit with it, but it just at the end, I was just exhausted and I came inside and I was like, I'm never doing that again. And granted, there's going to be times where I'm going to do it again, but it'll be when it's really light snow and it doesn't make sense to use this new snow thrower thing. But I was like, I'm never doing this again. And a couple hours later, I bought that damn thing. I think I have one more payment left. I did payments. It's so sick. Through PayPal. I mean, I know I've done Klarna. I know there's Affirm. I don't do it a lot just because there's no reason to do that a ton, especially when you have credit cards. But it's a nice way to kind of manage buying certain things without, you know, pissing off your credit card. But highly recommend it for sure. It's pretty sick too. I might, you know what I need to do? Now that it's going to start snowing, hopefully we'll get more snow. Because last year I did my best to try and make a little like pump track course. It's right here. I have this snow skate board. Jesus Louise. It's pretty sick. It's bigger than your skateboard. It's kind of got the contours of, you know, like a snowboard and shit. So I tried making like a pump track in the backyard and I got a really nice takeoff point and then two humps. And then I was starting to try and make the berm and it was just so difficult, especially doing it by yourself. It's just a lot of work. So what I might do now is, or when it's enough snow to do it, do, you know, with the shovel and all that stuff. One, hopefully my brothers come and visit and they can help me. But use that snow thrower and maybe try and add like a makeshift attachment that instead of it shooting like crazy in the air where it's just going to go everywhere, maybe I can have like a little hood thing that kind of, I can direct it a little bit easier. And that way I can just kind of like almost mow the snow and direct it and build up these massive humps and take off spots, because man, trying to lift just snow, just full shovels of it, it gets so tiring and your back is destroyed. And by the time I would get stuff done to like, not even done, but like rideable, quote unquote, you're already so tired and that you only really get like a few rides in because you're going to fall and then it makes you more tired. And I don't know. So I got to figure out, I'll have to draw something, because that would be sick, because I really want to do that. And then I mean, one day I would love to have like you can buy kits for like a backyard ice rink, but my only issue is I don't think it consistently stays cold enough to do that, so it would be a bummer to do that, buy a kit, because I want to buy it, I want to do it properly. I don't want to just go out there and spray water and just try and make it flat. Like, but you know, buy a kit, do it right. And it would just suck to do that if then it doesn't stay consistently cold enough. And you're just like, for majority of the time, you just have a puddle So I don't know. This podcast has just turned into like, welcome to my life. I am the Captain Crunch boy. Boy. Boah. Looking at my list of notes over here that I'm not even going to talk about half of them because I don't even feel like it would be such a weird segue into any of them. But revisiting something I mentioned about like the reaction channels, there's one video that I have that is just going super crazy, at least in my eyes. I think it has like 18,000 views. And that was like a few weeks. I think it's been a month since I put it out. So to me, I'm like, that's sick. Especially that like I have two videos that have like 5 views and 7 views, which it's so weird to just like see the videos that like, what does well and all that stuff. It's crazy. Sometimes it's a little hit to your confidence because you're like, what the fuck? I'm trying to do this shit. But there's a music artist that goes by the name Boy What, B-O-I, and then What. And he produces music. I don't know exactly all that he does as far as like legit, like actually playing the music with his hands. I'm pretty sure he does like all. Oh, that one was questionable. Oh my goodness. I'm so sorry. You're like, oh, welcome back. First podcast in a couple months. Great. Just load me up with burps, dude. So sick. Thank you for that. Anyways, I'm pretty sure he does like all the guitars and programs bass and as drums. That's kind of more of the part that I don't know. But he's been doing a lot of these like SpongeBob World. Like, I guess it's not AI generated. It might just be like a voice filter. Maybe it is an AI voice filter, but like, you write the lyrics and all this stuff. But the one that I did that has great, you know, views, it's called Neon Tide and it's Plankton as a band. Like Plan Z, I guess, is what Plankton's band is. There's another one. Maybe it is Plan Z. I keep screwing up like just information on things and I should really know what it is. But yeah, if you look up Neon Tide by Boy What, it's so cool, especially if you like kind of grew up watching SpongeBob. I mean, probably even, you know, didn't have to grow up watching it, just like have watched it before. Like, I think it's hilarious, but not in a way where like you're making fun of what he's made. It's just hilarious because it's so damn good and catchy and heavy that you're like, what am I listening to? This is so cool. But on the same tone, it's Plankton. It's just, it's incredible. There's another one I reacted to. It's a SpongeBob and Patrick kind of like duet, I guess you can call them, acoustic and just a totally different vibe. But it's just one of those nostalgic things where you're like, oh, this is so funny because like the lyrics coincide with like the world of SpongeBob, the show. But in a sense, too, they also relate to like real life. So like when you're listening to like a song on the radio or your favorite song, like with lyrics that you really relate to, it's like, okay, like that's relating to life. But these, it's like, it's in the realm of SpongeBob. They're talking about things that are in the show, all that. But like, the way the lyrics are written out, it's like, oh my God, like if you really wanted to, you could take that internally and personally and bring that into your real life and like make that a song that you listen to when you like need some sort of inspiration or pick me up or you are sad and listen to whatever. I don't know. You know what I'm talking about. But yeah, check it out. Neon Tide, Boy What. Of course, I mean, watch my video, of course, you know, for sure. But Neon Tide, Boy What, it's incredible. It's blowing up too. So, yeah. I feel like that's kind of it. I try to write notes down and then there's things that I'm like, oh, I should talk about that. And then like, I'm sitting here and I'm like, what was the thing I was going to talk about? Oh, that's great. I didn't write it down. Incredible. Incredible. I think we should just end this right now. I think that's where we're at. Maybe by the next time I do an episode, I'll have some more cool shit to talk about. But I'd say all in all, it was a good episode. I felt strong, except there's a part in the middle there where after the Freedom Funnel beer chug, I was like, whoa, wait, why can't I talk? But I think we're back. I just don't know what else to talk about. And that would be a shame to continue talking with you about nothing, even though this whole podcast so far has been about nothing this episode. I don't know. With that, of course, like I've said, if you're listening to this on Spotify or Apple Podcasts, head over to my YouTube, like and subscribe. And then if you are watching this, thanks for sticking in and watching to the end. Like and subscribe, and I'll catch you next time. The Daily Talk Cast. The Daily Talk Cast.